They make that wine, duvet, or black bed.
Beer.
They make homebrew. Uh-huh. I done drank that word. But his white fella used to make that, Mr. George Clatcher. He make that homebrew and put the raisins over in it.
Uh-huh.
And you talking about drunk. That's the first drunk I ever got, though, with him. I had another white man. He know me. Mr. Duke. Yes, he got a, did have a hotel in Toulouse. And he carried me to Natchez with him. I was nothing but a boy. And he said, "Reuben, you want some whiskey?" I said, "No, yeah, I want it." He said, I said, "Ain't none of that old cone whiskey." He said, "No, this is good whiskey. Yeah, prescription whiskey." He gave me some whiskey and you told me I drunk. His wife said, "Don't give Reuben that boy that whiskey." He said, "It ain't gonna make a man out of it." I got drunk. I come back home, I told Mama, I said, "Mr. Frank McCassie, give me that whiskey." I said, "Like to kill me." She said, "I ain't gonna let you go with him no more." Then I found out them fellas making that, old Charlie Williams, they were making that bootleg. Mr. Jim Hammock and Mr. George Yeager, old man George Yeager, and the dad of them boys, Mr. Jim Hammock, Mr. McDonald and them, they loved it. They get it in a keg. They put something in it and chart it or do something, they say. Turn it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we had to drink it straight. It was white when we it looked like water.
Yeah.
But you told me I'd bang. Pure cone.
Uh-huh.
Get sent to penitentiary for a lifetime by it. Them fellow men come in there sometime and catch them.
Uh-huh.
Send them to the federal penitentiary. Make nasty.
Dan Angola.
That's right.
Or
Satan. I know my white gentleman went down there and break out. I tell Mr. Will, I'm going back to see if I can find Riptoe Hill.
Riptoe Hill.
I doubt whether I'd ever know that. I'm going to ask little Rufus Yeager, Mr. Will's nephew. He got the place out there, and it was a little old slough, and you had to go a little, about 40 meters of road, through some water, and then you get on top of a little hill. This white man had a little old shack lived over there. His name was Riptoe. And the name that here, Riptoe here, he made whiskey there. But you had to go through water, and wasn't nobody gonna think to get through that water to go there where he was. Now he never caught him.
Yeah.
They didn't, they did catch him finally. Somebody carried him to him. But he stayed there many, many years making that whiskey in that little old shack by himself. No wife or no nothing. I was down that road one day going to Vicksburg with Miss Adams, and I looked back there, I said, "Right where Riptoe Hill is."
Yeah. Did he ever make any money out of it?
Yeah, they're getting four bits of, about half a gallon, four bits of pint or something, two bits of pint. What about two bits?
But from here to, from Mound to...
To Lula.
Was
a day's journey, and we'd be in the night getting back. We come here to buy groceries a lot of times. Trade at a Ziegler Darrow store. Ziegler and Darrow.
That's where you did your
trade. My granddad, I'd get up there. Joe Strickland, the white fellow there, I never forget it. My granddad bought a goat from him. He had goats. Bought me a billy goat. We put the goat in the wagon, carried him on the back. There's a number of wagons.
Now,
Dr. Gaines, I believe, was the first man here, head of car. Dr. Gaines.
Yeah.
Old doctor.
The wagon didn't have a, between the two horses, didn't have a piece of...
Tongue.
Okay.
Had a tongue and then a singer tree. Then like a, you know, this here go up through here.
Yeah.
And it's a singer, a double tree go across here, a singer tree on that end, a singer tree on this end. Hooked this horse on this side, and two chains.
You had a double tree too, right?
Yeah, the double tree went across back here. And a king pin go through the back of it. And